At the end of the parasha, Yosef tells the butler, he says, do me a favor, just remember me when you go out and get me out of this house, because I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews and I've done nothing wrong that I was placed here in this pit. So Yosef begins by saying, take me out of this house. And he ends by saying, I've done nothing wrong to be placed in this pit. Why the change? It seems that there was the general jail where everyone sat, and then there was a pit, which was a pit for people who were found guilty. And Yosef, it was ruled, would be thrown into the pit. But Potiphar and the head of the jail had decided to lighten his punishment. And so they put him with the rest of the king's men in jail. And when the king's supervisors would come to check what was going on in the jail, then they'd lower him into the pit. Before the supervisors could see where Yosef was lowered into the pit. So he tells the butler, he says, get me out of this house, because really I've done nothing wrong to deserve to be thrown into the pit. Because both are true. He was in the house most of the time, and part of the time he was in the pit. Paro sends to summon Yosef. So it says that they came and they took Yosef out of the pit. That's what it says when they took, in next week's parasha, they take Yosef out. So it says they took him out of the pit, because when Paro's men come to the jail, so the chief jailer says, just a second, I'll go get him. Well, right away, he tells Yosef, nope, get down. So Yosef goes into the pit, and then he takes him out of the pit. And we can add that, what does the butler tell Paro? He says, over there in jail, there was this Hebrew slave who, wait a second, what's he saying? Over there in jail with us was this Hebrew slave. Rashi says, cursed are the wicked, that even when they try to do a favor to someone, they're going to stick something into the person. And that's why when the butler is doing Yosef the favor of mentioning that Yosef could interpret dreams, so the butler says, he's a Hebrew, he's a slave, he puts him down. You're trying to give him credit. Why don't you say something positive? No, even when he says something positive, he's going to stick it into him. He's going to say negative things about Yosef. So Rav Chalab says we could add that here the butler was adding another salt to the injury. He was saying, and by the way, they never really punished him the way they should. There with us in the jail was sitting this Hebrew slave. And he was hinting to Paro, he was giving another message. By the way, they never really punished him the way you thought. Yosef was there with us in the jail. This all goes with Rav Chalap's interpretation that it was behind the scenes that they took Yosef out of the pit.